Funny Cat Songs, show number 167. It's time for Geek Pub Songs with the Celt Father, Mark Gunn. Celtic and geek music and news. Welcome to the pub and have fun.
Kitty awoke on a crisp winter morn and looked through the door at the hill. He mewed at mistress to show his distress as he made his way to the sill. But the wind was sharp and cold that day, and the rustling grass caused him fears. So Kitty sat with the door open, not moving except for his ears, singing, "I'll go outside a while, but then I might just stay in. Yes, I'll sit and think a bit, and I'll neither go out nor stay in." It was a cold morning, went straight to his bones. Oh, he wished that he had him a mouse. Just one loud squeak and he'd eat for a week, but he'd have to go out of the house. Oh, his mouth watered with the thought of mice, but it was far too cold to decide. And not even threats could make him step through the door and saunter outside. "Yes, I'll go outside a while, but then I might just stay in. Yes, I'll sit and I'll think a bit, and I'll neither go out nor stay in." Kitty sat there half the day, and into the house wind and moan. He thought about each dire consequence of the things he might do all alone. Oh, he might wet his paws or break hunting laws or catch a fat mouse for his prey. He might meet his end or he might meet a friend, but still he just sat and he'd say, "I'll go outside a while, but then I might just stay in. Yes, I'll sit and I'll think a bit, and I'll neither go out nor stay in." His mistress came to the end of her rope, and she gave a terrible shout. With a knob in her hand and an evil grin, 'twas her toe that shoved Kitty out. Kitty fluffed out his fur as he sat on the stoop, and he gave her a baleful green glare. "It was cold on his toes and his little wet nose. You can't make me go out of my lair." He said, "I'll go outside a while, but then I might just stay in. Yes, I'll sit and think a bit, and I'll neither go out nor stay in." When the door slid open, a cold wind blew in, and there sat the cat in a crouch. With a bird in his jaws and fresh mud on his paws, the bad kitty jumped up on the couch. "Here's a gift for you," and away the bird flew as he tracked the mud on the chair. "You should know better when I'm deep in thought than to make me get off of my rear." He sang, "I'll go outside a while, but then I might just stay in. Yes, I'll sit and think a bit, and I'll neither go out nor stay in. Oh, I'll go outside a while, but then I might stay in. Yes, I'll sit and think a bit, and I'll neither go out nor stay in. I'll neither go out nor stay in. Should I go out or stay in? Go out or stay in?"
Welcome to Geek Pub Songs. My name is Mark Gunn, and you just heard Kitty at the Door from my album Whiskers in the Jar. And I have a new album up on Kickstarter. It is for sea shanties, for cat lovers. I have an extremely ambitious goal, so I need your support and I need your help sharing the project. You can find a link in the show notes, or you can just, you know, share this podcast, which is a great way to promote Funny Cat Songs, which is the topic of this show, with two albums of Irish drinking songs for cat lovers that I currently have. I have quite a few cat songs, but I also found a few funny cat songs by other artists, and that is what is in this week's show with music from me, Jamie Anderson, Ed Miller, and Sarah Donner. We're going to kick it off with "What Shall We Do With the Catnip Kitty" from my album Whiskers in the Jar.
What shall we do with the catnip kitty? What shall we do with the catnip kitty? What shall we do? The catnip kitty, her lie in the morning. Away he pounces. Away he pounces. Away
way he pounces early in the morning. Blow some bubbles and watch him chase them. Blow some bubbles and watch him chase them. Blow some bubbles, watch him chase them early in the morning. Away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces early in the morning. Put him in his cap until he's sober. Put him in his cap until he's sober. Put him in his cap until he's sober early in the morning. Away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces early in the morning. Put him back again when he jumps out. Put him back again when he jumps out. Put him back again when he jumps out early in the morning. Away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces early in the morning. Touch him on the back and watch him jump high. Touch him on the back and watch him jump high. Touch him on the back, watch him jump high early in the morning. Away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces early in the morning. Pry him off your bleeding shoulders. Pry him off your bleeding shoulders. Pry him off bleeding shoulders early in the morning. Away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces early in the morning. Put him in the bed, he was sleeping, father. Put him in the bed, he was sleeping, father. Put him in the bed, he was sleeping, father, early in the morning. Away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces early in the morning. You should have seen your sleeping father. You should have seen your sleeping father. You should have seen your sleeping father early in the morning. Away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces early in the morning. He screamed like your little sister. He screamed like your little sister. He screamed like your little sister early in the morning. Away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces early in the morning. Your dad jumped up on top of the bedpost. Your dad jumped up on top of the bedpost. Dad jumped up on top of the bedpost early in the morning. Away he pounces, away he pounces, away he pounces early in the morning. That's what you do with a catnip kitty. That's what you do with a catnip kitty. That's what you do with a catnip kitty early in the morning.
World's in bad shape indeed. There's too much anger and greed. But I can see through the gloom. Change is coming soon, when folks will be very nice and tuna will plummet in price. When cats take over the world, everyone will be kind. You could jump on the counter and eat whatever you find. Cough up a hairball and no one would mind. Maybe we'd all purr when cats take over the world. Doors will be against the law and everyone will keep their claws. Dogs will be shown no mercy. They'll be shipped to New Jersey. There will be no more cars. Cat haters will be sent to Mars. When cats take over the world, all trouble will cease. You could jump on the bookcase and knock over whatever you please. You could clean your butthole in front of company. In public we could hurl when cats take over the world. Meow, 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 meow. there's something there. We'll learn meditation and perfect manipulation. No one will ever get wet or have to go to the vet. When cats take over the world, when cats take over the world, take over the world, take over the world. Take over the world. Take over the world.
And I suppose this next song's from somewhere very close to that as well. If there's any cat lovers in the room, then this song is for you. Any demented cat lovers, this song is for you. And I need some help on the chorus. It's being nice and simple. 50 years in our wee top flat, the poor old woman and our old tomcat. Can you manage that? Let's try it. 50 years in our wee top flat, the poor old woman and our old tomcat. This is a fantasy song, I love it. In an attic flat in Dundee Toon, a poor old woman put the word around that she'd lived all alone in her wee top flat with no company but our old tomcat. 50 years in her wee top flat, the poor old woman and her old tomcat. One night she sat by the fire off a glum, when who do you think came down the lum, down the chimney, but our fairy godmother saying, have no fear, to grant 3 wishes they have sent me here. 50 years in our wee top flat, the poor old woman and our old tomcat. Well, the old woman looked on down at her purse, being Scottish. I could always use some cash, of course. Oh, the fairy godmother waved her wand around till lying on the floor was £10,000. 50 years in her wee top flat, the poor old woman and her old tomcat. Well, a lovely figure and a face divine, these things tonight I wish were mine. Says the fairy godmother, I'll have a go. And she made her look like Marilyn Monroe. 50 years in her wee top flat, the poor old woman and her old tomcat. So the old woman looked on down at her cat as he lay sleeping on the mat. He's my only love, so here's my plan. Tonight, please make him my handsome man. 50 years in her wee top flat, the poor old woman and her old tomcat. Well, the handsome man to the maid grew near, and he whispered sweetly in her ear, oh, the night is young, but you'll regret the day that you took me to the vet. Oh, 50 years in her wee top flat, the poor old woman and her old tomcat. Oh!
Without observation, I'm doing all the things. I would not be in this box with on a macroscopic level just proves that you're a dick. Yes, you are a smart man, but one thing you forgot. I am a cat. I can think outside the box. States at the same time. I'll take the one where I'm still alive. You are unknown without this feline. Guess who peed at your Nobel Prize?
After Whiskers in the Jar came Jamie Anderson from her album Never Assume. That was When Cats Take Over the World. I found that on mp3.com a century ago. It was a long time. And I emailed her and asked if I could put it in the podcast, and she said yes. So you can find out more about her at jamieanderson.com. After Jamie Anderson was Ed Miller with The Old Woman and Her Cat from his album Live at the Cactus Cafe. And that is where I got the song from that I used in Whiskers in the Jar. Then came Sarah Donner with The Rebuttal of Schrodinger's Cat from her album, That is a Pegasus. And Sarah, I first met at Gen Con and found out she loved cats too. And I'm hoping she's going to be singing a song or two for me at my Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers show at Gen Con in August. If you're coming to Gen Con, come watch that show. So, some sad news. My cat, Tore, who is the lead meower for the Dubliners Tabby Cats, the band, quote-unquote, that I started for the whole Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers series, my cat, Tore, passed away last week. For that reason, I want to share this song that I recorded on the original album, Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. This is Catnipping Green in honor of my wonderful cat, Tore.
And chase birds in the air. I heard an old tomcat singing a song, lying in catnip that's mine before long. Wrap me up in a fresh bed of catnip, no more in my house I'll be seen. Just tell me, old litter mates, it smells good and tastes great. I'll see you someday on Catnipping Green. Now Catnipping Green is a place I pretend, kitty cats go in their nine lives fail, where the sunbeam is warm and the bird wings are frail, and there's nary a pussy cat brown that's been spayed. Wrap me up in a fresh bed of catnip, no more in my house I'll be seen. Just tell me, old litter mates, it smells good and tastes great. I'll see you someday on Catnipping Green. Inside and your humans leave too. There's mices that scuttle and laces on shoes. There's bubbles of catnip that blow around freely, and the faucets have milk that turn on when you sing. Wrap me up in a fresh bed of catnip, no more in my house I'll be seen. Just tell me, old litter mates, it smells good and tastes great. I'll see you someday on Catnipping Green. There's plenty to climb and no vets to impale, and you pounce on a fishbowl with a flick of your tail. Rely buy at your leisure and clean your fur too. Though I guess that's no different than you normally do. Wrap me up in a fresh bale of catnip. No more in my house I'll be seen. Just tell me, old litter mates, it smells good and tastes great. I'll see you someday on Catnipping Green. Littermates, it smells good and tastes great. I'll see you someday on Catnipping Green. Now I don't want a human to dote over me. Or maybe a neck rub, then I'll leave for the green. And other cats will sniff the catnip on my paws and meow as they pounce on me, singing this song. Wrap me up in a fresh bed of catnip. No more in my house I'll be seen. Just tell me, old litter mates, it smells good and tastes great. I'll see you someday on Catnipping Green. Wrap me up in a fresh bed of catnip. No more in my house I'll be seen. Just tell me, old litter mates, it smells good and tastes great. I'll see you someday on Catnipping Green.
Pub Talk. I released 3 episodes of Kilt Father Music and Travel last month. You can now hear how my Firefly drinking songs came to be, learn 10 fun St. Patrick's Day facts, and hear the story behind the song The Long Arm. The next Kilt Father live concert is scheduled for Sunday, April 15th. That's today, if you're listening when this episode comes out. The show is at 8 p.m., and if you missed it or want to make sure you don't miss any of these concerts, go to kiltfather.com/watch. I'll send you updates and reminders about each of my live streaming concerts online. My old band, the Brobdingnagian Noggin Bards, launched our own Noggians Only Club on Patreon last month. As a result, we have started working on new music together, and we released our first single at the end of March and have more planned, of course, and the Bards patrons will get those tracks first. The single currently is only available for patrons. Now, I have a brand new single that should be coming out very soon. It's called Why Do You Torture Me? And it's all about people requesting old songs that I no longer remember the lyrics to. The single will be released officially like in a month or two, but it'll be available to my patrons very soon. If you love my music, please follow me on Spotify. Add my songs to your Spotify playlist. And if you're looking for a great place playlist to start with, check out my top Irish and Celtic music playlist on Spotify. I know some musicians complain about how Spotify doesn't pay, but you know what? Streaming music is the future of the music industry. And yes, I would love for you to buy my music or merch or whatever, but I'm honored that you would stream my music on Spotify as well. So please add it to your Spotify library, playlist, and Spotify is great for sharing. I have a video that I posted on YouTube as part of my SSS Veda. I'm recording a new video every day in April, and there's a whole bunch over there, so go check it out. You can find a link in the show notes. And of course, March is over, so as long as I'm flying, my new album of Firefly Drinking Songs is no longer available as a CD, or is it? I have actually one way left for you to buy the album, and that is through the deluxe package. Check out my Bandcamp page. You can get a songbook, t-shirt, tote bag, and a physical copy of the CD while they last. All right, let's get back to some music. Next up is The Cat Came Back, The Cat's Perspective. It's from my album, Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers.
I was a crazy cat for many's the year. My years are advancing, now I sleep in my chair. But old Mr. Johnson still wants me to play. If I don't get active, he'll send me away. I'm yellow, tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. His neighbor ambushed me with shotgun and dynamite. My cat senses warned me, so I put up a fight. I clawed at his cigarette, it fell to the floor. It lit the dynamite as I ran out the door.
Boom! slimy, all tiny kind of flabby,
and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
He gave me to a boy with a dollar and a note to drown me in the river when we were afloat. I saw the rope come towards me and let out a yowl. The boat tipped on over, the poor boy was drowned.
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
He gave me to a man going up in a balloon. I clung to his head, I am no buffoon. The man tried to free me, but then lost control. I stole his parachute as he crashed against the knoll.
Curse, splat! I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
He took me to the mill, where the meat was ground. He left off the light so I wouldn't look around. The food processor came closer to me. I jumped to the floor, he tripped bloodily.
Crunch! I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Johnson, I know you hate me, but I have 9 lives. You haven't even 3. Blessed are the cat lovers, blessed are all kitties. So love me or leave me alone for to sleep.
I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
I pounced on the moon and the stars off for fun. I leaped down from heaven and I pounced on the earth. When I pounced my first mouse, I had my birth. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be. And I'll leap on you when the pounce said he. I pounced on the papyrus of the Egyptians. They wouldn't play, so I stole their feather pens. I pounced on the fish caught by James and by John. They fed me fish, then the pounce went on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. I pounced on the Sabbath, rubbed my head against the lane. Many people shook their head, said this feline was insane. I mean, nap after pouncing, do not think I am gone, for I just saw a rat, so the pounce goes on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. We pounced on each of them. On the bedchamber floor I laid my carrion. Then I raced out the door and I pounced again. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. So I leaped up high. I have nine lives that will never, never die. I'll pounce on you though you bark at me. I am the lord of the pounce, said he.
Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be, I am the lord of the pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he.
After the cat came back was Cat Mat Combat by Sarah Donner from Hairball, Songs from the Depths. Then Lord of the Pounce from my album Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. I want to thank everyone in my Gunrunners Club on Patreon. You are absolutely amazing. Right now we have 141 people who pledge a dollar or more per month so that I can keep creating new music and entertainment for you. And I updated the levels last month. Now there's a $5 per month behind the scenes level and the new $10 level, which allows you to get bonus Kilt Father Live streaming internet concerts every month. And I want to thank my newest gunrunners, Darlene Kane, Valerie Petrovitz, Ian Gifford, Stephen Polunsky, Jen Evans, Ed Powell, Philip Kennedy, Jerry Adkins, Karen Cox, Andrew Lee, John Lude, River Godbeat, Lisa Dalton, Dan, Erica Poole, Mike Mestemaker, Tina Good, and also Paige, who raised her monthly pledge. Thank you all so much for your generous support. Go to markgun.net to become a patron today. I have just one final song for you today, and I hope you enjoyed this show, and we're going to finish up with When the Dairy Farm Caught Fire from my album Whiskers in the Jar. And again, I would love your support for the new album, Sea Shanties for Cat Lovers. It is up on Kickstarter. Follow the link in the show notes to help make this album a reality. Thanks so much for listening. Sláinte.
Some friends and I in a milkman's truck were eating catnip one night. Went into the truck. A tomcat jumped, his scraggly face gone white. "What's up?" says Tom. "Have you seen a dog? Or has a milkman retired?" "Milkman retired," says he. "The dairy farm's on fire." And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapped the milk on the floor. "My cream, my cream," the farmer cried as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "meow." And we all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. "Mew," says Tom, "what a bit of luck. Everybody follow me. It's out to the barn if the fire's there, then we'll have milk for free." We chased Tom down, nipping his heels, into the milk pond flit. And we hadn't been there 10 minutes or more till we were all quite nipped. And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapping at the milk on the floor. "My cream, my cream," the farmer cried. He came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "meow." And we all drank milk till the cows came home and the dairy farm caught fire. Mouse sauntered over to a water pail, hauled at it as he gagged. Started taking off his flea collar, likewise his rabies tags. "Hold on," says Tom, "that ain't allowed. Can't do that thing here. While you're washing your tags in the water and trough, when milk's coming out our ears." And there were Tom stretched up and down, laughing at the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," then somebody shouted, "meow." We all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. Then there came through the old barn door a collie from across the street. And when he saw 300 cats, he took a ringside seat. He nipped at tails and good clean fun, splashed milk on a cat or three. And just to show there is no harm done, he licked their whiskers clean. And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapped the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Don't let him in till it's all lapped up," and somebody shouted, "meow." And we all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. Then there came a mighty splash, fur flew to and fro, leaping from the rafters, flames into the pails below. "Well, we're safe here," a Persian mewed, paddling in the foam. "This here's a bath I'd get used to, they won't believe back home." And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapping the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "meow." We all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. When the sun came up, the fire was out, we rolled across the floor. The barn was burned, the milk was drunk, there wasn't any more. Tom stretched his legs, said, "Good job, lads," raised his tail up higher. "There's dairies all along this road, let's set them all on fire." And there were Tom stretched up and down, laughing at the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "meow." We all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapping at the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "meow."
somebody shouted round. We all drank milk till the cows came home, when the dairy farm caught fire.
Thanks for listening. Geek Pub Songs was produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, please support the musicians who support this podcast, buy their music, then share the show. Special thanks to all of my patrons in the Gunrunners Club. Would you like 21 songs for free? Plus get regular updates of what's new, subscribe to the podcast and my newsletter at pubsong.net.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.